Now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents the inspirational word of the day.
Said I will trust your word, yeah. You have complete control. I will be satisfied with you. Said where you lead, I'll go.
See, it tell you the old and the new. I will trust you. This is all it is. It's a big argument going on. Is you have complete control. But it's the same thing. It said, I will be where you lead.
Righteous are called to be bold as lions. What does it mean to be bold? It means that you take chances, that you experience new things. It means that you stand up for what you believe, that you stand up for truth. It means that you take steps towards your goals and dreams, even when you're afraid. It means that stepping out in faith, even when things seem hopeless. It means being courageous. Nelson Mandela said, I've learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. It can be scary to try new things, but stepping out of your comfortable existence is necessary for personal growth and change. Fear can be an enemy or an ally. Some fears are necessary to protect us from harm, but sometimes our fears block us from growing and maturing into our best selves. You develop boldness and courage when you step out of your comfort zone. You develop courage when you get back up after falling down. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, "Be on your guard, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, and be strong." You have to decide to face your fears and not run away from them. You have to boldly look your fears in the face so that you can conquer them. Remember, failure only comes when you stop trying or you don't even try at all. When you're going through something difficult, challenging, or just painful, truly going through it, not around it, not avoiding it, but facing that obstacle head on, you will come out bolder and stronger in the end. When challenges come, and they will come, hold on to your faith, hold on to your dream, and know that you are stronger than you think. If you have the courage to begin the journey, you'll have the courage to reach the finish line. You might have messed up before, but that doesn't mean that you stop trying or you just throw in the towel. Your past failures don't have to define your future. Be bold, let go of the familiar, and begin to embrace new experiences. I know that you have that kind of courage in you. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." We were meant to grow and flourish. Don't let fear hold you back. Just feel the fear and do what you know you have to do to reach your goals. Be bold. Be courageous. We were meant to thrive. I'm Beverly Benskin, your life coach with Morning Talk, helping you to live and to grieve well.
I can't even turn on my phone without being reminded of the lie that I am alone and broken, unsuccessful. And I can't always talk to my friends, 'cause they've got expectations that I may or may not be living up to. I really need to rid myself of the pressure to be someone else that the world has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only see you. Let me decrease in glory. Fire you. Help me. God, help me. I thought my intentions were good. Just act like a Christian should and hope that someone watching would approve and be inspired. But if you're not feeling my show, then how far could I go before all of my accomplishments go down in fire? Just 'cause all of the pressure to be someone else that the church has made. Jesus, take from me all the pressure to be someone that you did not create. Help me be me and only see you. Let me decrease in glory. I just wanna live for you. Nobody. pressure, pressure to be someone that you did not create. Something different, such unfailing love, and now I know that I was wrong, yeah. And I found there really just ain't nothing in this world that can separate me from your love.
It's now 15 minutes after the hour. Music by Montreal's very own Ariel Fitzpatrick. Before that, the 2021 Grammy Award winner Jonathan McReynolds and A Timely Word about Being Bold in Jesus' Name by Bev Benskin. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM with Brother Chris and great gospel music for just about another 45 minutes. Coming up next is another gem from another generation. Here's Joanne Rosario with More, More, More on CKUT 90.3 FM.
An empty cup, and when it's seems I have had enough. I'll still need more. The hunger inside of me, my spirit and soul agree. I've tasted and now I see.
Jesus, more of vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
I thought brightest in gospel music. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 a.m.
Tell me that you never let me down.
On mind, soul, and spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web.
Come on, clap your hands. Oh, God's gonna get the glory.
I'm walking through blazing fires. I'll sail the roughest seas.
Live to tell you it was worth it, 'cause you're gonna get the glory.
Sing battles by the thousands. Sing bone loss and victories. In the end, I know it matters, 'cause you're gonna get the glory.
Thank you.
8:35, music by chart-topping Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And before that, Ty Tribbett with Victory. You're binging on the best in gospel music on a Sunday morning. And next in rotation is Toronto's Richia Hodge with I'll Say Yes on CKUT 90.3 FM.
just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river.
My Lord,
I wanna be free from sin. Oh, oh, I just want my name written. Oh Lord, written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yeah, yeah. And when this life is over, your name in all the earth.
lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty
We're wrapping up another edition of Mind, Soul, and Spirit on America's Independence Day, July 4th. I sincerely hope you were blessed by the power of the Spirit of gospel music this Sunday morning. Mind, Soul, and Spirit is here on the FM dial at 90.3 FM in Montreal, CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web every Sunday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. If you'd like to hear more power, more spirit, check me out tonight at midnight. I'll be filling in for Ricky D's Sound of Soul. I'll be shining a big bright light on the music of Mali music. That's right, tonight, midnight, on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're going to finish off the show with music featuring none other than Veronica Petrucci and Brian Courtney Wilson with Hope Saved My Life. God bless you all.
The weather, things are coming together. Now I'm smiling again.
Hope is the reason there's a changing of seasons. And if we keep believing, we'll be smiling again.
It's the first day of the best days of my life.
All because hope saved my life.
Sky.
newspaper. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete!
Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Latin Time on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet on www.ckut.ca.